In China, reports about a strange animal said to live in the Gobi Desert are sweeping the internet and causing red faces in high places. These scraggy-looking beasts are attracting the heat of China's internet police because of the remarkable similarity their name has to certain expressions. We sent China correspondent Stephen McDonnell out in search of the grass mud horse. And a warning if you're a Chinese-speaking listener who might be offended by certain song lyrics.
I've been hearing a lot about this animal. In fact, it's all that some people seem to be speaking about these days. The grass mud horse is said to run wild in China, but I've never actually seen one. So I thought I'd ask some locals if they've spotted it.
I met a couple of young women in the street and asked them about this special horse. Yes, they'd seen it. What type of animal is it, I asked. It's like a deer, one says, and her friend agrees. It's got a long neck, I'm told. Actually, it's like a moose, one of them says. A moose? I ask where I can see this animal. And I'm directed, of course, to the internet. And sure enough, there it was on YouTube in all its slow-mo glory, even accompanied by a catchy song. According to the words of the song which has swept the internet here, in the wild and beautiful Mala Desert, there's a herd of grass mud horses. They live freely in the Mala Desert. They're courageous, tenacious, and overcome their difficult environment. But unfortunately for these freedom-loving, nimble, and intelligent beasts, their name in Chinese sounds remarkably like, well, actions which people would not expect other people to do with their mothers. And the beautiful place they live in, it sounds a lot like the name of a certain body part which doesn't get mentioned in polite society. So the film clip and song have been blocked by China's internet censors. But as quickly as the censors have blocked one version of the grass mud horse, another one has appeared. Now there's the traditional Xinjiang music version, complete with cartoon characters of Uyghur musicians strumming along while the grass mud horses run around the Gobi Desert. There's the mock China Central television animal documentary version, featuring earnest and very biological expressions. The sworn enemies of the grass mud horses are said to be the river crabs, whose name in Chinese sounds a lot like the local slang for internet censorship or to be harmonized. This has led many to believe that this whole exercise is an attempt by young bloggers to have a go at China's internet police and see how far they can push out the boundaries. But I think it's just a story of a misunderstood animal in search of wide open spaces and other grass mud horses to play with. This is Stephen McDonnell in Beijing, reporting on the world's newest animal species for PM.
And this week, the Chinese authorities have reimposed a complete ban on the YouTube website. That report from our China correspondent, Stephen McDonnell.